Martinson says there will be no doors leading between the Diamond Sea Cafe and Happy Cannabis. The door to the marijuana retail store will be facing the back of First Bank off Brueger Street in Wrangell's commercial district.
Not right out in the front and open. It's a new thing. People are concerned about it, and we're concerned too.
The shop will also be separated from a 1,500 square foot grow operation by secured steel doors. Martinson says there will also be an extensive security camera system with no hidden corners. He says he understands people are concerned. He hopes to open the retail portion on September 9th, but is unsure about the cultivation and manufacturing side of the business.
We are right now constructing the retail because we're pretty sure that we have that. And there hasn't been any fight over that or anything, so yeah.
Martinson's proposed operation plan for Happy Cannabis shows 15 small individual grow rooms with a total of 45 plants at a time. Such plans must be submitted to the state to apply for any marijuana license. Separate areas will be built for manufacturing raw plants into oils, a more potent form of marijuana. Martinson says the process will only involve ice, water, and heat.
So no solvent chemicals.
Martinson estimates that he's invested $40,000 to $50,000 so far. If Happy Cannabis is awarded all the necessary licenses, he hopes to open a larger cultivation facility outside of downtown Wrangell in a couple of years. The larger grow operation would ship marijuana to other retail stores throughout the state. The state has a tracking system in place to assure that marijuana sold in stores is grown and tested by licensed Alaska growers. Wrangell's Planning and Zoning Commission has yet to make its final recommendations to the Wrangell Assembly on where to allow marijuana businesses. Martinson will not be able to get his business off the ground until the Assembly decides on those recommendations. In an earlier interview, Wrangell Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore said it's a work in progress.
The Assembly had a workshop earlier this month, or late last month, and had basically said, give us some recommendations of where the Planning and Zoning Commission believes some of these activities should occur.
Rushmore says the retail portion would be permitted under the current code. Cultivation and manufacturing would not be allowed based upon her interpretation of the code. Martinson appealed that decision, but the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred the decision at their meeting on May 12th. Rushmore says Martinson would also need to do some construction to the building in order to meet the required 500-foot buffer between Happy Cannabis and the school. Martinson says he's planning on lengthening the ramp leading to Happy Cannabis's door in order to meet that requirement. The commission has a special meeting scheduled on May 26th to make its final recommendations. Rushmore says she's uncertain if she has the required quorum to have that meeting. She says the commission will make its final recommendations before considering Martinson's appeal again. The future of Happy Cannabis is still up in the air. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.